Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Terry Jelonek with Active Reentry, and they do so many great things here for the community and different groups in the community and have really great programs that they offer for everybody. And they are completely self-funded for the most part, and they have a great fundraiser coming up that's going on right now. And you were going to buy chocolate for the holidays anyway, so you might as well help these guys out. Terry, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
Anytime. Let's talk for a moment about Active Reentry and give people kind of an idea of what Active Reentry does for the community.
You know, let me just say this will help people understand. Active Reentry is a private nonprofit organization that works to serve individuals with disabilities of all ages. And what our goal is to help people with disabilities remain or become as independent in their own homes and their own communities as possible. We're not a residential facility. We're a community-based organization. So anything you can think of that somebody may need, supports, skill-building opportunities, socialization activities, you name it, we provide it.
And you really do kind of run the gamut all the way with, you know, with help for people that may face physical challenges or mental challenges, all the way up to, widows and things of that nature, and people that need help with support groups and those, that kind of thing also.
Absolutely. Our seniors and our programs are from birth to death, individuals with disabilities of any type. And the wonderful thing about our program is you don't have to have a medically supported disability. Our disabilities are self-reported. We don't need medical support to be able to provide services to individuals. So it opens up a whole gamut of supports and services we can provide to people.
And with all these services that you provide, you guys, like I said, are completely self-funded. Do you get any funding at all from the state or anything?
We do. We're not completely self-funded because we get some state and federal funds. But the funding that we do receive, as a requirement of that funding, we have to do private fundraising. We need to seek sponsorship, private donations, and we also have to do large fundraising activities. It's just what is required, and we need that funding to help provide activities and services to our consumers. It just goes back into those that we're serving because, Dave, our programs are free. We don't charge people for our programs.
And I think that's really important that people realize that as well, that you don't charge anything for any of the things that you guys do out there. It's all completely 100% free, which means that, you know, every now and then from time to time, you guys do fundraisers. And this one you've been doing for 2 or 3 years?
This is our second year, and we had such great success with it last year. And it's a good product, so we thought we're going to try it again this year. But it's a fundraiser through See's Candies, which who doesn't like See's Candies, right?
Exactly, and as I said, you're going to buy them for Christmas anyhow.
Right, for gifts for your neighbor, for those hard-to-buy-for individuals in your life. So buy See's Candies, but buy it through our storefront, and then we benefit as well.
So all you've got to do really is there a place on your website that people can go to? I notice you've got a flyer here with a QR code on it.
I do. We're putting these flyers up all over the community. You can also find it on our website, which is www.arecil.org. And right on the front of our website is a Buy See's Candy, and you just click on that. Takes you right to our storefront. If you see our flyers, there is a QR code. Scan that QR code. It takes you right to our storefront.
And they've got everything on there from peanut brittle to chocolates to truffles.
To the suckers people love too.
You can get in a lot of trouble on this website, I'm going to tell you. But remember, everything that you spend on there is going to come back. Part of it will come back to Active Reentry as part of a fundraising opportunity. So once again, this is just barely started, and it goes until when?
It's just barely started. We've opened the storefront, and it's available. And The last opportunity you'll have to purchase for holiday is December 2nd. So we have a long time, but it's a good start to get going early because Christmas is coming. And I know we hate to think about that, but it is coming.
And, you know, I know one thing that, you know, here at the radio stations, we have other businesses that bring us things at Christmas time. And chocolates are always one of those things. If you're a business, there's nothing that says you can't go on here and order what you need and pay for it. And then know that part of those proceeds are going to help out active reentry here in the area.
That is so true. And last year we were so lucky because one of our local business organizations did just that. And I don't want to name them without their permission, but that they were a wonderful supporter because they purchased chocolates for their board members, for their employees for Christmas. And so it helped them, but it also helped us.
Right. So that is always up there and available to you. Once again, this is a See's Candy fundraiser for Active Reentry. Just go on their website. It's arecil.org. There will be a link there that'll get you there. If you see the flyers out, the QR code is on it. And this will end on December 2nd. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And the product will be shipped directly to your home. You order it online, you pay for it online, and it ships directly to your home.
So very simple, very easy to do. And once again, you were going to buy chocolates for some people for Christmas anyhow, or maybe you were just going to spoil yourself. Either way, this is a great way to do it, and you're helping out Active Reentry as always. And then one more thing, you have an event that is coming up that's really just for consumers, but if you're looking for people that may want to help volunteer, and it's not just for this event, if you want to volunteer for anything out there.
That would be great. We're always seeking volunteers, and this time of year we're planning for our Halloween consumer party and our big Christmas party. And so if you're interested, if you have some free time, give us a call. We'd love to have volunteers help us all year round.
All right. So once again, give them a call out there at Active Reentry, and they can take care of you as far as all of that is concerned. Now, we've been speaking, of course, with Terry Lonick with the Active Reentry here in Price. Great organization. Give some time and order some chocolates on their website there if you can. Terry, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Once again, if you have any questions or if you're interested in any of these interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.